1240 AM WSBC. Welcome back, folks, to another week of the Hooli's Hooli Radio Hour. This show is presented to you by Big Corner Tavern, Fox's Beverly Pizza on Western Avenue, Finest Thin Crust Pizza on the South Side, Flood Brothers Disposal, Madden Funds, and Guinness Irish Stout. My name's Patty Houlihan. I'll be your host all hour. And if you've noticed, the tone of the program is going into a different direction. Bill and I and Clay had a discussion last week, and Bill and Clay have decided to brand off on their own. And we're going to, in the vein of Hibernian Media, which runs this program, we're going to go back to more of a traditional program dedicated to the Irish diaspora, where I'll play some U2 music and the Pogues and Clancy Brothers and all the greats. So stay with me for the next half an hour, because I'll be bringing in some very special people. You know,
U2 sucks.
Psych! April Fools, everybody.
April Fools.
April Fools. Hit it!
Welcome back. Oh, yeah, we can play the. Now we'll play the real song. Do we play the real song now just to get everybody
amped? Just a taste?
Yeah, because we don't even know if
just
the joke.
Just a lick?
Ooh! Okay.
Oh, give him a lick.
April Fools. Hey, April Fools.
We're not serious. We're stupid.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You do any April Fools joking?
Me?
Yeah, normally. Have you,
you
ever
know,
been
I,
an
now
Fools
that I have,
guy?
I have younger kids, I think they get into the April Fools stuff. Although, when they were younger, but I didn't preach the holiday, although I consider myself a bit of a humorist. I was never telling the kids, you know, next week's April Fools.
I feel like that's like a holiday specifically for, like, teachers.
April Fool's Day is only
like,
for
you
teachers?
You have a test today.
I think there
was. You remember? You have a test.
Yeah.
Wasn't there a, was there ever a film called April Fool's Day?
I'm sure
there,
film?
Has to be, right? Yeah. Horror, comedy, you know.
Horror.
Yes. Radio stations.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, April Fool's yeah. For sure, yeah.
Radio stations do a lot of April Fool's. You're right. That's true. Like, a lot of celebrity calling.
I've never done like the, the planned out one, like you plan it out like weeks and like one of those crazy tricks. I've never
done long, like long pranks, like very orchestrated, high production pranks. Well, there's been movies about that. Wasn't the was that Michael Douglas, The Game, which was like a big prank at the end?
Yeah, that movie's amazing. Did you watch that on April Fool's?
Yes. What are you doing on April Fool's? I'm gonna light a couple of candles and have some popcorn and watch The Game
with Michael Douglas.
With Michael Douglas and no pants on.
You could also watch April Fool, April Fool's 1969 with Jack Lemmon and Peter Lawford.
Okay.
A married stockbroker meets his boss's wife at a cocktail party and decides to run off with her to Paris.
Oh, that happens every day.
Yeah.
Well, you know those stockbroker boys are?
They love, mischief.
Wife stealing, Rolex wearing, stockbroker
speedboat
boys.
Speedboat driving boys.
Ric Flair loving.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
No April Fool's Day pranks yet. I feel like every day is an April Fool's Day prank.
Every day is an April Fool's prank.
Yes, it feels that way.
You know what
sometimes.
Felt like an April Fool's prank?
Careful now.
April Fool's prank to me today.
What's that? Mm.
The cost of parking near Wrigley Field for opening day.
Oh, jeez. Did you go to the game?
$75 to park.
Oh, wait, did you go to the game?
Yes, I did. I went to
work purposes?
Yes, for work purposes. And
didn't they helicopter you in?
They should have, but like.
On the helicopter?
I mean, yeah. But I was like, oh, it's on the company. But anyways, I was still like, man, $75 to park.
That's a joke.
Come on.
Where'd you park, though?
One guy, we pulled up, we were coming down Clark, and one dude's like near the hot dog stand there.
Sure. That narrows it down.
It's the hot dog stand just north of the park on Clark.
Sure.
I can't remember the name of it, but they've got a parking lot next to
it.
Oh,
yeah, I know that place.
And we go, you full? He goes, no, I got a room.
That's Wrigleyville Dogs.
Yeah, that's it. I go, how much? He goes, $100.
Oh, boy.
$100 to park. And I was like, I don't think so. And then I went to a nicer garage anyways, which was $75, but what a racket down there.
It's horrible. I went with my wife and kids last year. We ended up, I parked like 2 miles away. I'm like, I'm not paying anything.
You went to the Cubs opener last year?
No, not the opener, just a random game.
Oh, for $75, just take an Uber. You know,
take
even,
the L.
100%.
Even if you live in the burbs way out, be like Uber.
No, I agree.
Take the L, risk your life.
But it's a pretty cool. I went to that. We were in that Budweiser, like patio area in right field. Pretty cool.
The life of a booze salesman, Bill.
The only thing that we were talking about today, and my counterpart just made a good point, the hot dogs are a little different when you get them there than you get, like, I like them, you know, at the ballpark, the steamed box. It's got a different feel to it.
Yeah, what are they giving you now? Just grilled?
You know where the bun is? The bun was a little kind of harder. I like the bun.
Yeah, right.
I like the bun a little soft.
I like a soft bun myself,
though.
And with a little warm, too.
Yeah, warm and soft.
Man, you're getting greedy, though, if you're looking for a warm bun at a baseball game.
Yeah, that's true.
Billy, how's the game? Any beefs? I don't like the buns.
The bun is not warm, toasted.
Yeah, the buns are not steamed.
These buns aren't toasted, everyone.
And it did get a little chilly.
$75 to park and unsteamed buns?
They had heaters,
this place
too.
Sucks!
They had heaters underneath, like, where the awning was, where you would, place your food orders. They didn't have them piping on, I was like, I'm still cold out here. Turn these things on.
Did you go to the casino they built on top of the stadium?
No, it's not open yet.
Oh. That's so stupid. I can't believe they did that. It's obnoxious.
It's FanDuel, right?
Is that they ruined the whole look of that building.
I haven't seen it yet. I saw the interior. It looks nice to me. What difference does it make?
I'm seeing the outside historically, you know?
The Gallagher Way and all that stuff over there.
Yeah, they trashed it all. I don't care. I'm not a Cubs
fan. But where we parked was actually a parking garage that, they own. Which was like,
who
that
was it?
The Cubs.
The Cubs own it.
Oh, good for them.
Well, the Cubs own everything down there.
Yeah, they do.
And
the Cubs brought home a win for all you Cubs fans out there. So
they played the Brewers, huh?
Yep.
Oh my!
You're a Sox fan. You go to the Cubs game, but I noticed that you have some blue Under Armour on today.
There's no Cubs logos or anything on there.
Okay, so you went by their colors. You wanted to blend in.
You went
in.
Generic blue.
It's a work event. I'm not going to sit here and boo the Cubs. You know, there's a lot of people that work with me that are big Cub fans. You know,
sure.
That'd be like if I took people to a Sox game and they were like, "Boo!" Don't wearing Cubs gear. I would not appreciate that.
No, when it's a work, you know, everyone's got money.
You gotta respect each other.
Okay.
It was fun.
I don't have Bill's taking offense to the fact that I picked on it for a minute. He's like, wait a second.
Do you think the same is true in New York?
No. Oh, I don't know. Like, I'm sure that
there's a difference. Yankee blue and Mets blue. That's totally
different.
Yeah,
I'm saying though, like, if a guy that was a Yankees fan had to go to a work event at Shea Stadium, wherever the hell they play,
he would wear a neutral, like a Mets color, that sky blue.
He'd probably end up punching four or five people.
Maybe.
A Red Sox fan.
For those of you that are White Sox fans, please be respectful if you're coming to the game and wear some sky blue. We want you to mesh in. We don't want any issues.
No violence. No shirts off. No,
we
want to
respect
tattoos.
Each other. We're going to ask them when they go to the White Sox game event for us this summer that they wear neutral gray or
cover
black.
Cover your tattoos, please, too.
Right. Yes. Yeah. Can you hide
And if you're toothless, have your teeth fixed before entering the park.
If you're toothless, we want you to talk to HR. Immediately.
Talk to HR.
Right. We will not have any people smiling in the stands.
What happened
teeth.
To that Joker and his son?
With
who
our
would
logo
the,
on their shirt.
Who would take the coach?
Oh,
their
William Legault?
Yeah, the Legault's.
I don't know, man. Like, where are they now?
He's probably an attorney. He's a tax attorney somewhere.
He's probably working somewhere on the southwest side.
He's giving speeches.
Yeah, he's in jail, I think, or he's
is
dead.
Not for that? What are you doing, 30 years for that? For attacking the coach?
Yeah, he could have killed him.
William Legault.
No, the guy did lose eyesight.
It was,
he did.
It was Gamboa, right?
Yeah,
he
was
from the Kansas City Royals.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. He went deaf in like one ear. Like it was. Like,
was it deafness or blindness?
I think it was deafness. I think he suffered some hearing loss.
I think it was one of each.
That was nuts. Those trash bags, I hope they are.
I was at
jail.
That game.
Were you really?
Yeah. The game sucked. And so we went to the stadium club to watch. There was a really good Bulls game on. So we were watching a Bulls game.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then this like whole, everyone's like, oh. And you turn around, we're like, whatever.
Right.
And then you see that.
Then we see it, like, yeah, that's weird. Yeah. We're like, oh, wow. This guy's losing his mind.
He was quite a celebrity here in Chicago, William Legault, for about three days. Yeah, his 3 days of fame.
Yeah, I guess he did, yeah. It didn't work out for him because he was kind of a derelict-looking dude, you know?
Oh, like, yeah, he was very Billy.
Yeah, he was real Billy. He looked... Yeah, so,
no offense to Billy.
No offense to you, Bill, but they were kind of Billy-looking.
Yeah.
No offense, Billy.
Look at the Legault's. They got a bit of the Billy look to him.
Yes.
They were a rough couple of dudes.
Yeah, they were like, you know, long.
You know what I blame in that instance? Alcohol.
Alcohol.
Oh, overconsumption. Yeah. Yeah. Not alcohol as a product.
Those bars were cranking today, too, down there. I'm sure. Just like,
that's a scene down there,
well,
man.
Well, I had a work event last night, and then my counterpart was like, she's like, hey, she's like, can you pick me up and give me a ride? I'm like, yeah, I'll drive. And then she's like, well, you know, we have this thing that it starts at 11. And I'm like, so last night when we were at an event, I was telling her, I was like, all right, like, I'll get you at around 10:30. Then she called me this morning, and I was like, why don't we make it more like 11?
Because
I looked at it, and I was like, dude, I don't need to be in a Wrigleyville bar for 2 hours before the first pitch.
Mm-hmm.
Like, uh-uh.
Yeah.
You're
going to be gassed. Of course,
trucked.
Remember, Clay, drinking's part of the job.
Yeah. So
must perform.
Must get up and drink and go to Cubs game. It's a work event.
So then I did eventually get her. We got down there, and we were down there for maybe like 45 minutes before game time, which is just fine by me. But I haven't been in that kind of an environment in a long time. Like,
it's wild.
It felt like New Orleans to me.
Yeah.
It felt like Bourbon Street on like a Thursday or Friday night.
You know where else feels like Bourbon Street on a Thursday or Friday night?
Where?
If you're in the right spot in the right time.
BCT. Yeah.
The Big Corner Tavern in North Riverside.
Oh, yeah.
This show is sponsored by Big Corner Tavern. More Hoolies Hooli after these.
Hey, listeners. I know we don't talk about finance much on this show, outside maybe the amazing Bitcoin the Musical, which we currently have in development. But I do want to take a moment and tell you about two brothers who make this show possible and why you should consider having an honest conversation with them about the future of your finances. Mike and Dan Madden are the brains behind Madden Funds. They've been lifelong friends to Bill Clay and me, and we entrust the Maddens with our money and the precious donations of our listeners so we don't let outrageous ideas get the best of us. And you should too. Do yourself a favor and reach out to Dan or Mike Madden today to book a consultation on the future of your finances. If you have questions about your financial future or current situation, give them a call. The number is 708-848-3200. Again, that number is 708-848-3200. Or you can visit their website, Madden Funds, at www.maddenfunds.com. Again, www.maddenfunds.com.
Chicago Southsiders have always known where to get the best pizza on earth, Fox's Pizza. For over a half century, the Fox family has been creating that delicious thin crust za that your mouth will tell you, this can only be Fox's. It's a Chicago Beverly neighborhood institution at 99th and Western, as well as in South Suburban Orland Park, where they combine delicious food with an Irish pub ambiance. Fox's is owned by Tom and Frank Fox, whose parents, Frank and Therese, bought the Western Avenue location from Al Capone's sister back in 1964. The Fox family opened the doors to their Orland Park location in 1973 at 143rd and Ravinia Avenue. Chicagoans will recognize the stone turrets of their Irish castle, where great times have been celebrated for generations. Fox's is perfect for the whole family, pickup or delivery, or you can dine in, relax, and have a cocktail with your dinner. Whether it's steak, ribs, chicken, or especially pizza, it's all good. Having a party? Fox's also does catering. Call Fox's in Chicago's Beverly neighborhood at 773-239-3212 or in South Suburban Orland Park at 708-349-2111. Mention this show for a free toothpick.
Flood Brothers Disposal was started over 90 years ago by their grandfather. With more than 20 family members still involved with the day-to-day operations, the Floods are service-oriented and believe that the right way is the only way to do something. Flood Brothers is price competitive and still offers the personal touch in an industry-trending corporate. For client-centric service without all the corporate garbage, call Flood Brothers today for a quote on your solid waste recycling and yard waste collection services. Call Bob Flood today at 630-261-0400 or go online at floodbrothersdisposal.com.
Don't touch that dial. The Hooli's Hooli returns in just a moment.
When your family has suffered a loss, the Sheehy family will be there for you. Robert J. Sheehy and Sons Funeral Homes are third-generation family-owned and operated. The Sheehy family has dedicated many years of their lives serving families throughout Chicago and the Southwest suburbs. The Robert J. Sheehy & Sons Funeral Home was incorporated in 1913 as a storefront at 76th and Halsted Street in Chicago. At the time, this was one of the few standalone funeral homes of its kind and was to be the first of many to come bearing the Sheehy name. The founder, Roger Sheehy Sr., was soon joined in business by his three sons, Roger Jr., Jack, and Bob. The four provided a personal service that became a foundation for success. This trademark of service is evident 98 years later, as Bob and Jim Sheehy, third generation, own and operate two locations in Orland Park and Burbank. As a family-owned and operated funeral home, the Sheehys believe the one thing that separates them from the others is the personal service they can provide. The name on their sign outside the funeral home should mean something. For them, it's very important that everyone be treated as if they were family, friend, or neighbor, as they very well could be. The Sheehy's entire staff consists of individuals who care about each and every family they serve. Every detail is handled in a professional and personal manner. On a daily basis, the directors Bill Kiley, Mike Arrico, and John Sullivan, and all of their other staff take great, great pride in their work, serving families as if they were their own. The Sheehys pride themselves on offering the highest level of professionalism with every family they serve. Robert J. Sheehy & Sons Funeral Homes, here for you since 1913.
With a history going all the way back to 1896, the International Union of Operating Engineers has continued to protect workers and their families with loyalty and brotherhood. Local 150 has continued to thrive through economic booms and busts, with careful training and aggressive organizing. Under the leadership of President and Business Manager Jim Sweeney, Local 150 has implemented programs and action plans to create work, protect benefits, and keep members working. And they've been helping the Irish-American community of Chicagoland for just as long. The Hibernian Radio Show is proud to be associated with Jim Sweeney and Local 150, and we salute the continuing efforts of the International Union of Operating Engineers and their support of Irish and Irish-American families now and in the future. Thanks to Local 150.
Welcome back, folks. Hooli's Hooli.
Yeah.
Well, April. It was an April Fool's joke at the beginning of the program.
Yeah.
We tried.
We got you. We got you.
What's that instrument?
That.
Yeah.
The other instrument is Michael McDonald's silky, lovely voice.
Yeah. What's that? Some coked out keyboard from the 80s?
Yes, it is. Do you have any cocaine sounding keyboard music? To take me back to my heyday.
Yeah.
Welcome back. Crazy thing happened to me. At the Sitco station today. Oh. I wouldn't say crazy, but
still
it was
going to that dump.
A crazy thing happened.
He goes to like this grungy, like the dirtiest gas station in the world, and I'm like, why do you go there? He's like, that's where I'm gonna win lottery.
Uh-huh.
Oh man, all right.
Perverted lotto dreams.
Well, it's my perverted
lotto dreams.
There's no such thing as
that dream too, sir.
About the dirty hole in the wall that is Sitco.
Mm-hmm. All lotto dreams are pornography dirty. All of them.
Okay.
Joel Osteen.
Yeah.
There's evil no such Joel. Thing as evil a non-dirty Joel. Lottery dream.
You should come up
the
with
the lottery's a, evil.
A character that's evil Joel. Which is the opposite of Joel Osteen.
Evil Joel Osteen.
Yeah.
Some people would argue that he's evil Joel Osteen now.
He's done some evil things.
So what happened at the Sitco?
What happened at Sitco? Thank you. Bill wants to throw a hashtag brand right on this story. What happened at Sitco?
Yeah,
there's a little Sitco by my house. It's kind of, you know, it's dicey, right?
I like dicey Sitcos.
Yeah, like, so that's where I play lotto, and there's a very dedicated lotto following there, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so I see people that I'm like, you know, hey, how you doing? You know, oh, yeah, good to see you,
yeah,
you know?
Right.
You know, shoot the breeze a little
bit. A lot of kids!
Right, look at these.
What's you? Are you still going on 39.15 for your pick four?
Right.
Yeah. You
know, check it out. They got rap snacks.
You get anything lately?
Right, look at those. They got Nelly cheese fries.
Yeah, they got Snoop Dogg chips.
Oh, yeah. Right. You got auto wrap chips and the blunt wraps.
Right. Yes, exactly. Every flavor you can think of.
I went into a joint the other day, Puffs, in the neighborhood, and to get a lotto ticket on last Friday.
Yep.
They had all of the flavored wraps. They had them in there.
The chips?
Chips.
They did
had Snoop Dogg, honey, the barbecue ones.
You did?
I did not.
Bill. Please.
I had Indian food for lunch for the first time in my life.
You did.
So you were
was there a poop room nearby?
I just didn't
trust the idea of having Indian food with some Snoop Dogg chips together. That could have been toxic.
Pardon me, I suffer from a little indigestion problem because I eat a lot of Indian food and wrap snacks. And I smoke more than Jackie Gleason did.
And I drink for work.
And I drink for a living.
Yeah. No,
doctor, why don't I feel good?
Are you healthy?
Right. What's the problem?
Why is there holes in my stomach?
Yeah.
What happened at Citgo?
Yeah.
I'm playing Lotto.
Yes.
And then I want to get a pack of cigarettes. Uh-huh. Then I get a pack of those.
What a beautiful visual.
Beautiful visual. Playing Lotto, desperation in my eyes, and then going to get those cancer sticks for the next day of anxiety and fear.
Yeah.
And?
Anyway, yeah. So I ordered some cigarettes, but right before I was about to, so like Lotto's in one corner, and then you basically do like a little 30-degree turn.
It's like a right triangle.
Yes. Right angle.
I call it a right triangle. Excuse me.
So it's a right angle. So I'm coming down the right, and this right as I'm coming down the right to go pay for my cigarettes, the bell goes, and this guy comes in, and he looks like Exhibit. You know the rapper Exhibit?
Yeah, I love that dude.
Love Exhibit.
Do you?
Yeah, he's great.
Much love, Exhibit, from the Hoolies Hoolie. Much love.
When he used to do Pimp My Ride, a great show on
it MTV. Was, right.
Yeah, so, good personality on Exhibit.
But it's what he's on the phone. Like, he never stopped his conversation from what happened outside in the door.
Yeah.
And this is the conversation all of a sudden I hear, you know? Okay. I'm telling you, man, that's why I'm right. I'm like, I've been studying science my whole life. I'm a scientist, you know?
Oh, shoot.
And I'm like, oh, damn. You know, like, and he's convincing someone on the other line.
That he is a scientist.
Or he's trying to make a point about, maybe he's a sales guy, who knows? But
right.
And indirectly, he convinced you.
Well, he said one of the most profound things I've heard all week.
Which was this.
He goes, oh, no, man, because he like kind of jumped like he was going to pay for something right away.
Right.
He went and had a Little Debbie, like...
Snack cake.
Raisin snack cake.
Yeah.
Oatmeal something.
Sure.
Right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. And he had it in his hand.
Yeah.
And he goes, oh, no, man, you go ahead. Right to me. And I go, oh, okay. And then he continues his conversation. And the conversation goes like this. For instance, like, I just got me an oatmeal raisin snack pie. Right? Yeah. And he goes, but I know this about this because I study science. I got to take the raisins out because if I eat the raisins, it can make me poop in an hour. And now that is science. Right?
You
feel me,
brother?
Yeah. Right? He goes, you feel me, brother? Right?
Yeah.
And I go, what? I die laughing. And the guy covers his phone, and he just loses it.
Yeah.
Loses it as soon as he looks at me, right? Because I know that I'm paying attention.
Yeah.
And I go, what? I go, them raisins be hurting, you know? And he goes, and he just lost it. Uh-huh. And the clerk acted like nothing had happened.
No,
at all.
Yeah, the clerk's don't.
He
face.
Sees that he's, kind of language stuff all day.
Staring straight ahead, you know?
The clerk's planning revenge.
But that was my. But the
clerk's like, 67 cents for the Little
just
Debbie,
pay
please.
Pay for your goods and leave.
67 cents.
No laughter, leave.
Yeah. Please go.
Oh, the raisins make you poop? I tell boss to get non-raisin ones.
Don't go. Don't
we'll get non-raisin next week for your poop.
Still no bathroom allowed.
Yes, exactly.
Oh, you need bathroom? Hold on. Comes out with a key the size of a mirror.
Yeah, it's got like a 9-iron
hockey stick. Jeremy Roenick stick with a
Jeremy
key on
Roenick hockey stick.
You got a key to the bathroom? Yeah, right here.
Yeah.
Have you had to do the key to the bathroom thing lately? Have you had to ask anybody? I haven't had that. Thank God.
I haven't.
There you go. There's a great Blackhawks promo right there. Guy walks into a sick goes, can I use the bathroom? You know? Guy goes, all right, and he hands him like a Blackhawks Chris Chelios stick with a key on it.
Yeah, that's a good ad campaign there.
It's
attached to like a plane, a Boeing 747.
Right.
He's like, here, can you carry this?
Go all the way.
Yeah.
I haven't luckily had to use a public restroom in quite some time.
Good.
I didn't tell you the last one.
That was one of my fears today. I was like, Cubs game? And I was like... I woke up.
I did eat all that Indian food.
No, we covered this last week. We can't go into poop room talk.
You're right.
We have to stay off the path.
But it's actually a reality thing. I wasn't the only person that actually somebody else said it today. And they're like,
how was the Indian food? What'd you have?
I had some mussels.
Ooh.
They weren't bad.
Okay.
You'll be dead in 72 hours. We had like this like tomato based, like, this was last Friday. So it didn't affect me that bad. But I was like, nervous about it.
It's weird, isn't
but
it?
But luckily I was with one of my coworkers who was, he's like, I'll tell you what to get. And then one of my buddies, he's married to an Indian girl. Mm-hmm. So, and he's like, oh, we come here all the time. He's like, I'll tell you what to get. You know, yeah, it was
you've
like,
been scarfing down McDonald's since 1985.
Yeah.
So your like, stomach's made of iron.
True. I mean, it's, nothing but it wasn't, it was actually pretty good. It was a restaurant called Karma.
Yeah, they got a billion people eating that stuff. So.
Yeah, I enjoyed it. Now, would I go there and, you know, get a steak? Probably not.
They got steaks at Karma?
Oh, they got steaks there.
Oh, where's Karma?
It's in LaGrange.
Give them a shout out.
Yeah.
Where's Karma?
All right. Karma's all around us.
That's true.
Just like the raisins in that gentleman's Debbie cake.
Tell him to go to Karma.
Yeah, be like, hey, hey, if the raisins give you problems, you should probably check out Karma.
You know how we talk about Dracula on this show a lot?
Yeah, he's a good
you know,
friend
the fictional character of Dracula?
He's I not
think,
fictional.
No, I think he's real.
Yeah, he's out there. What's he doing?
He's at the Cubs game today, I'm sure.
Well, yeah, he might have been. He didn't. He hates the steamy bun. He likes the buns steamy, too. He goes, oh,
yeah, yeah.
These buns are hot. That's my Dracula voice. These buns are
you
hot.
You get a drinking problem.
That's a weird Dracula voice.
Bring me a Budweiser. And some nachos.
Nachos.
Mm-hmm.
Budweiser.
Yes, why do you bring them up?
That's how the Wrigleyville Dracula.
There's
Wrigleyville
a TV show.
Dracula, absolutely. You know?
Alcoholic guy.
He's a stone cold alcoholic.
That drinks like that and he's really, you know, mellow.
He loves XRT.
Yeah.
He just walks around.
He loves late night food.
Yeah.
But he eats people.
Yep.
Occasionally,
yeah.
He doesn't eat him. He bites him. He doesn't eat him whole like a snake.
Well, you wrote a movie that's similar to that already.
I did, actually. But now that you bring it up, I didn't bring it up.
You brought it up.
Of course I did. We talk about Dracula on the program quite a bit.
Yeah.
There's a new movie out with Nicolas Cage playing Dracula.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
And it's a comedy. And it's telling me, Bill, that the universe is somehow circling over my program.
Yeah,
and telepathically, my ideas are being, you know, manifested.
Do you
want to
see Cage as Dracula?
Absolutely.
So do I. Actually.
Come on, we talk about Cage on this program all the time.
This is like something we would come up with as a joke
on
the show.
That's what I'm saying. Like, so when I saw it, I was like, hey.
So now you know that what you have under your belt here is a pile of million-dollar ideas.
Exactly. You know.
You have to sift through them. Like a muskrat.
Like a muskrat.
I've been seeing these videos of these giant muskrats walking around like New York City.
Come on, really?
Yeah.
Muskrat New York City?
Like huge. Like the size of a possum. I guess it's no different than seeing a possum.
Maybe you could make a movie called Cocaine Muskrat.
Man, it's been done.
Didn't we actually have...
Meth Muskrat.
Meth muskrat?
Yeah!
Meth rat.
Meth rat!
The meth rats. That's like a minor league baseball team.
Hell yeah!
South Dakota meth rats.
Bill says it's like a minor league baseball team.
It is.
Little kids walking around.
Yeah.
Meth rat gear on.
Yeah.
Dad, take me to a meth rat game.
The Sioux River City meth rat. Yeah. Oh, you know.
Hell yeah.
Well.
Bill Banks, yeah. Yes.
Wait.
I told you this last week, didn't I?
Yeah.
Your crazy ideas are, you know.
They're coming to fruition. Not here yet.
You just got to start writing stuff down.
Anyway, we're getting to the end here where we say goodbye to our radio listeners.
Right.
That's right.
And then we continue on to podcast time.
Yeah, so jump over.
If you enjoyed this last hour, you can find us if you go to
Hibernian. Last half hour.
Yeah. You can go and find the rest of the episode if you go to hibernianradio.org or you can search for us on iTunes. We'll be back. Welcome back, everybody. Hoolies, hoolie.
Oh, pianos.
Part two. A little Zeppelin there. It's going to segue us over to podcast land.
Hey, thank you, Robert.
Before that, we were talking about the Meth River City Muskrats.
That's right.
Which is a great idea.
The Meth River City Muskrats? You got it wrong.
The Meth Rats.
The Meth Rats.
The Sioux City Meth Rats.
Sioux City Meth Rats.
Sioux City. My son just got drafted. He's playing for a double A over for the Sioux City Meth Rats.
Yeah.
They're good.
He's playing shortstop. He likes it.
Yeah. William Legue goes to all the games.
William Legue.
He's the mascot.
Ironically, he's the first base coach.
He's the mascot.
He's the first base coach of the Sioux City Meth Rats.
Meth Rats.
But they took one of his eyes out for revenge. He wears a mask.
Yeah, Major League Baseball said that he had to donate one of his eyes.
Donate his eye to Mick Jagger.
He actually had to get some teeth, like Jagger's teeth, or animal teeth.
Why Lugu has no teeth, because Jagger's been taking them from him.
What just happened?
Yeah. Nothing. Me and Bill are off on a side.
I don't know. I listened to that episode last week where you guys were talking about animal teeth.
It's a good idea.
Yeah. It's part of the med tech space alongside the hair plants. And then, you know, there are people that
Eddie's getting chihuahua teeth put in.
I'm thinking about it. It's better than not having any, right? It's like, hey, I can give you a set of 4-on-1s from Clear Choice. Pull all your teeth out. They look beautiful.
Yeah.
$75,000 it's going to cost.
Yeah.
I can give you a couple of nice set of dentures. We're going about 40 grand there.
Yeah.
I could do a couple of bridges for about 35, or I can get you a set of beautiful Cocker Spaniel aged
for $129.
Age 12 implants.
Yeah.
For $1,700. It's covered by veterinary Medicare.
And then they put your teeth in the dog to even things out.
No, the dogs are cadaver dogs. So, you know.
You got this all figured out, huh?
Cadaver dogs. That would be weird if a guy into a dentist's office with his pet.
It'd be weird if you're talking to a guy and he opens his mouth and he's got a gorilla dog teeth.
Well, just like organ donors.
A dog opens his mouth and it's got a gorilla human teeth? Now that's even weirder.
That's the dog I want to talk to.
That's another Nicolas Cage film.
The dog's like, roof! It's got human teeth.
Between the cocaine bear movie and Cage's Dracula, you know.
Renfield, it's called.
Anything Goes.
Is the new film. Apparently. Renfield. Okay. It just came out, and the premise is Count Dracula's lackey, R.M. Renfield, finds a new lease on life in modern-day New Orleans when he falls in love with Rebecca Quincy, a traffic cop, and decides to finally stand up to his creator, Dracula, in hopes of finally breaking free of his servitude. Guess who plays Dracula? Cage.
Yeah.
It looks fun. I like the fact, like, Cage, man. Cage just keeps going. Just keeps getting that work.
Cage is unstoppable. He's bulletproof.
Cage is unstoppable.
100%.
Cage might be the first celebrity to actually go get a pair of animal teeth. You never know.
Probably been dumb.
You guys just died on me. What happened?
Sorry, I thought it maybe could have already been
Cage. A vision of Cage scared me straight.
Did it? Yeah. Anyway, that's what I saw that commercial this week, and I was intrigued by it. And I was like, wait a second. This is like a Gonzo Dracula movie. It's not the first time Cage did this once before. Vampire's Kiss is the name of the film.
Yes.
Oh,
okay.
So did you see it?
I'm a vampire, where he's running down the street. Yes, I did. It's very good.
So he maybe has a thing for vampires, like how he has a thing for Elvis?
I think, yes, Bill. I think you're right. I think you're on to something.
He's into vamp. He's into, what is vamp?
I'm going to put that on my LinkedIn. I'm into vampires, Elvis, and dinosaur bones.
What is...
Cruz will come in Cruz.
What is Dracula's real name? Michael know this. Vlad the Impaler? That's Dracula.
Hey, officer, what was Dracula's real name?
Move along.
Vlad the apostrophe Impaler. Lived on Normandy.
He's from where?
He's from the bowels of hell.
That's right.
He showed up on the northwest side about 40 years ago.
That's right.
You know all those missing people?
Aye.
It's Dracula, like I said. He's a humanoid. He's been popping around. People think he's a bat or a vampire.
You got to just write the Chicago Dracula movie. How hard could it be?
It would be amazing.
It could be going on right now. I think there's a serial killer in Chicago.
There has been talk of that.
The late guy?
Yeah, well, all these guys that keep ended up in the lake, and I'm like, this just seems too coincidental.
It does. And like, there's like 9 or 10 victims at this point in like the last year. The
media is kind of quiet. It's always a guy leaving a bar late night alone or walking near, you know, it's like somebody's got to be out there preying on these guys.
I don't know. There was a kid from our neighborhood who this happened to.
Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah. And so
it just happened to a kid in Waukegan.
Yeah. That's, it's terrible.
You think that's still, the
I think it could all be connected.
Yeah. They're always in the water. Like someone's either, you know, someone's got a thing for like looking out for these guys, watching guys by themselves, leaves bars, half in the bag, and they can, maybe they stalk them or what. And but everybody ends up, you know, in the water. It's bizarre.
Yes, it is.
It's interesting. You guys should be detectives.
Yeah.
Be I like Clay, that long pause you took was very like English professor like. You know?
It's interesting. Isn't it?
Yeah.
Take a long beat, isn't it?
It is. Mm-hmm.
The whole Dracula component is interesting.
So you think it's actually Dracula?
Don't you think?
You think Dracula's doing it?
Could be.
Come on, talk to me straight.
Yeah, maybe Dracula's alive and well in Chicago, you know?
These are discussions.
I said that.
These are discussions between an Englishman and a Southern man.
In a prison cell in
Dubai.
In Dubai. You think Dracula's real?
Absolutely.
Let's talk about it. We're going to really be here for the next 40 years.
You did neither a Southern or an English accent in your conversation.
You're right. I didn't.
Anyway, let's leave it to imagination.
One of the things I've been thinking about lately, because I'm a LinkedIn animal.
Naked girls?
Yeah. Well, those two, but mostly LinkedIn.
Yeah.
You know, I'm trying to get right.
Right.
And I've just, so I'm on there a lot all of a sudden because I'm.
That's not going to make you right. That's going to make you wrong.
Well, what I'm discovering is like there's all these people that are LinkedIn influencers. Right?
I quit LinkedIn altogether.
Well,
how
I'm starting to see. Good for
he
you.
He told me that I needed to update my LinkedIn.
I realized it serves no purpose.
It's a networking.
Show you my
thing.
Life and jobs is all it is.
Yeah, showing you your life and jobs, right? Yeah.
That's what and everything else is too.
People, but it's a branding platform more than anything, right? Some people want to do that about you know are more.
People are into it.
Yeah, they're vain, you know?
Yeah, they're LinkedIn.
So what happened on the Linky?
They're narcissistic, so they just go bonkers on LinkedIn.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What I thought was I wanted to figure out a way to troll LinkedIn, right?
Itself? Oh, are you becoming a hacker?
Well, no, I think that it would be fun to do. Like, it's, you know, we put trough on LinkedIn as a restaurant. Right?
Yeah.
And then we ask the AI robot to write a bunch of really inspirational blogs about communal eating and, you know, like, and how COVID, there's no proof of COVID ever.
And then
has been transmitted through troughs of people eating.
And then we get a little set and make an actual little.
Yeah, you make a tech startup commercial
get some
about
actors.
Yeah, you get some actors, you know.
You take some stills, put them on a website.
Sure. One of our biggest investors is Hunter Biden.
Yeah,
but start doing that, and then we do it for Moist, we do it for John Goodman Farts, we do it for Buns, which is you know the crazy Hooters.
They'll and shut you down.
All
Patty
of it,
Flamingos.
No, all of it just Patty Flamingos. All of those pages all just divert back to our podcast. Like that's the troll. Like you get people there, make some fake videos for
that's
each
a good
one,
idea, actually,
and then it just sort of circles back to
and that's our
show.
April Fool's joke on.
Well, it's not an April Fool's joke. It's just it's an idea because. I feel like it's one of the last remaining platforms where you might be able to pull something like that off. Like I think
yes.
Because like Facebook and Insta have algorithms like, you know, not
LinkedIn will have you killed if you try something like that.
LinkedIn had me murdered. because I knew about Dracula.
I saw that you mentioned Hunter. I saw a story that Tucker asked Hunter to get his son into Georgetown. Tucker Carlson asked Hunter Biden, who he hates, to get his son Buckley.
Oh, really?
Into Georgetown.
Hey, well, doesn't hurt to ask. Even your enemies.
It didn't work.
Yeah, no.
I don't know. I didn't hear that.
No, it's a pretty funny story actually.
I don't know what to believe anymore. What's reliable in the media?
But I was more bothered by the fact that Tucker's son's name is Buckley.
You were. You're Tucker Buckley?
And then everyone else in his family has to have an Uck in their name. So there's Chuck and Knuckles.
Right.
And
Chuck, Buck,
Knuckles.
Knuckles?
That's the youngest boy.
They do. These political families.
Knuckles Carlson.
These political families do have very, like, Hunter, my son Hunter.
Yeah, the names are getting out of control.
My other son, Forrest.
Yeah. Forrest. There's no more, Forrest no more is very Joe, Southern. Bob, oh, well, you know, Mike, Bill, you know, no, John, Jack. It's everything.
No, you should hear, like, at the, no, at, the
Cassidy.
Kid, at the kids' or, games that I go to, like, all the names are being yelled out.
Oh, yeah, I know.
And it's like... And I don't want to say him out loud. Yeah.
Gramerson.
Montana. Montana.
Yeah.
This is my son, Gramerson.
Dakota.
Montana's good.
He's an eloquent speaker.
Yep. Yeah.
He's the son of a lover of grammar.
Larson.
So we named him
Larson. Yeah.
Larson.
Larceny.
Kick the ball, Larson. Kick the ball. Keep kicking the ball, Larson.
Arson.
Don't be scared.
Arson. There's a kid named Arson Jones.
Arson and Larson are twins.
Arson and Larson Jones.
No. There's a kid named Arson. His dad's all tatted up. Come on, Arson.
His dad's got fire tattoos.
Yeah. Come on, Arson.
I love his fire.
He's a firefighter. Named his kid Arson. Yeah, I'm over at house, 35. Yeah, that's my son. That's Arson.
Mm-hmm. I was married to a dancer for a couple of years.
Yeah,
I got three kids. Arson, Fire, and my other...
And Match.
My daughter, Match.
Matches. My son, Matches. He's psycho.
Matches, Arson, and what's the other kid's name? Fire?
Fire. Fire's a junior. He's going to be a junior this year.
I would hang out with Matches.
Fire's playing. He's a junior, and he's going to start at strong safety.
Kid's tough.
Right. He's got. There's a kid on his team who's unbelievable. Gramerson.
I don't know.
He's Montana's little brother. Yeah.
Is his last name Gramerson? No, it's his first name. His name's Gramerson Montalbano.
I might know him.
Oh
man, that really exists though.
That's
that's life in America. That little segment we just had.
It is. I had my son Mike today. I took him to ninja camp.
Ooh, what's that all about?
Well, it's spring break for all the kids. Yeah. So,
is there actual karate involved?
I hung out for a little while to watch. My wife signed him up for these, like, just to keep him something entertained doing during the day.
Mm-hmm.
So I take him out, and it's like this, like, little, like, kids gym. Like, and they do American Ninja Warrior, like, drills.
Oh, that type of ninja.
Yeah, they're, like, climbing walls and, like, doing obstacle
courses.
They're
not sneaking up on people and slicing necks, necessarily.
No, they're not. They're not. This isn't, like, Steven Seagal Ninja School or something.
It should be.
No, yes. I'm taking my son to Steven Seagal Ninja School for 3 days over spring break.
Yeah. In a shopping mall parking lot.
But Mikey's been into it, and while I was there, yes, the name thing where the moms are yelling out names, and you're like, what is going on? I feel like this is some.
Yeah, is there any Richies around here?
Am I in the middle of like some weird novel? And that, you know, I don't know.
No, it's like you have to outdo the next person.
Yeah, the name has to get weirder and weirder, but sound more waspy and big.
Yeah,
right.
Waspy's a good description adjective. Yeah.
Right. I think if we get Dracula, we make him more waspy. we got to take a commercial break.
Okay.
We'll be back after these.
With a history going all the way back to 1896, the International Union of Operating Engineers has continued to protect workers and their families with loyalty and brotherhood. Local 150 has continued to thrive through economic booms and busts with careful training and aggressive organizing. Under the leadership of President and Business Manager Jim Sweeney, Local 150 has implemented programs and action plans to create work, protect benefits, and keep members working. And they've been helping the Irish-American community of Chicagoland for just as long. The Hibernian Radio Show is proud to be associated with Jim Sweeney and Local 150, and we salute the continuing efforts of the International Union of Operating Engineers and their support of Irish and Irish-American families now and in the future. Thanks to Local 150.
Hi, I'm retired Sheriff Mike Sheehan. Every Chicagoan should vote Tuesday, April 4th for Paul Vallis for mayor. I worked with Paul Vallis as a Chicago police officer, alderman in the city council, and as sheriff of Cook County. I come from a police law enforcement background. My father immigrated from Limerick, Ireland. He was a Chicago police officer. I have three brothers who are policemen. Paul is a supporter of law enforcement. Paul brings to the mayor's office a great background with ability, integrity, commitment, and everybody knows he has great experience. And there is no substitute for experience. I urge everyone to get their friends, their neighbors, and their family to vote April 4th for Paul Vallis for mayor of the city of Chicago.
Paid for by Paul Vallis for mayor.
When your family has suffered a loss, the Sheehy family will be there for you. Robert J. Sheehy and Sons Funeral Homes are third-generation family-owned and operated. The Sheehy family has dedicated many years of their lives serving families throughout Chicago and the southwest suburbs. The Robert J. Sheehy and Sons Funeral Home was incorporated in 1913 as a storefront at 76th and Halsted Street in Chicago. At the time, this was one of the few standalone funeral homes of its kind and was to be the first of many to come bearing the Sheehy name. The founder, Roger Sheehy Sr., was soon joined in business by his three sons, Roger Jr., Jack, and Bob. The four provided a personal service that became a foundation for success. This trademark of service is evident 98 years later, as Bob and Jim Sheehy, third generation, own and operate two locations in Orland Park and Burbank. As a family-owned and operated funeral home, the Sheehys believe the one thing that separates them from the others is the personal service they can provide. The name on their sign outside the funeral home should mean something. For them, it's very important that everyone be treated as if they were family, friend, or neighbor, as they very well could be. The Sheehy's entire staff consists of individuals who care about each and every family they serve. Every detail is handled in a professional and personal manner. On a daily basis, the directors Bill Kiley, Mike Arrico, and John Sullivan, and all of their other staff take great, great pride in their work, serving families as if they were their own. The Sheehys pride themselves on offering the highest level of professionalism with every family they serve. Robert J. Sheehy and Sons Funeral Homes, here for you since 1913.
Hang in there! We're almost ready for some more of the Hoolies Hooli. Stay tuned!
Flood Brothers Disposal was started over 90 years ago by their grandfather. With more than 20 family members still involved with the day-to-day operations, the Floods are service-oriented and believe that the right way is the only way to do something. Flood Brothers is price competitive and still offers the personal touch in an industry-trending corporate. For client-centric service without all the corporate garbage, call Flood Brothers today for a quote on your solid waste, recycling, and yard waste collection services. Call Bob Flood today at 630-261-0400 or go online at floodbrothersdisposal.com.
Chicago Southsiders have always known where to get the best pizza on earth, Fox's Pizza. For over a half century, the Fox family has been creating that delicious thin crust za that your mouth will tell you, this can only be Fox's. It's a Chicago Beverly neighborhood institution at 99th and Western, as well as in South Suburban Orland Park, where they combine delicious food with an Irish pub ambiance. Fox's is owned by Tom and Frank Fox, whose parents, Frank and Therese, bought the Western Avenue location from Al Capone's sister back in 1964. The Fox family opened the doors to their Orland Park location in 1973 at 143rd and Ravinia Avenue. Chicagoans will recognize the stone turrets of their Irish castle, where great times have been celebrated for generations. Fox's is perfect for the whole family, pickup or delivery, or you can dine in, relax, and have a cocktail with your dinner. Whether it's steak, ribs, chicken, or especially pizza, it's all good. Having a party? Fox's also does catering. Call Fox's in Chicago's Beverly neighborhood at 773-239-3212 or in South Suburban Orland Park at 708-349-2111. Mention this show for a free toothpick.
Hey, listeners, I know we don't talk about finance much on this show, outside maybe the amazing Bitcoin the Musical, which we currently have in development. But I do want to take a moment and tell you about two brothers who make this show possible and why you should consider having an honest conversation with them about the future of your finances. Mike and Dan Madden are the brains behind Madden Funds. They've been lifelong friends to Bill Clay and me, and we entrust the Maddens with our money and the precious donations of our listeners so we don't let outrageous ideas get the best of us. And you should too. Do yourself a favor and reach out to Dan or Mike Madden today to book a consultation on the future of your finances. If you have questions about your financial future or current situation, give them a call. The number is 708-848-3200. Again, that number is 708-848-3200. Or you can visit their website, Madden Funds, at www.maddenfunds.com. Again, www.maddenfunds.com.
Mm-hmm. Welcome back. This is the beginning of Chicago Dracula.
Yep. Tim brushing his teeth.
It says opening day, right? And these organs are playing and he's steaming buns in his kitchen and putting in some transplanted canine teeth for the afternoon.
Yep. He's got a t-shirt that was made from at Strange Cargo that says, "Who the F is Dracula?" on it.
Oh, yeah.
Who the F is Harry Carey?
Yeah. Right. Yeah, exactly. Dracula was a very big Harry Carey fan. He ate his cadaver.
Oh, gosh.
You like that word, huh?
Yes, it is. Some of the,
go to medical school.
These are some of the bigger words I've used in the program lately. Cadaver, flatulence, defecation.
Mm-hmm. Bill, that used a, what was it, a while back, exhibitionism.
Exhibitionism, yes.
Yeah.
You had a problem with
you
that.
You got any hobbies? Dracula, dinosaur bones,
cadavers.
Exhibitionism.
Smoking. Flatulence.
Flatulence, cadavers. I'm a little on the bizarre side. But who isn't these days? God bless.
Yeah.
What a nutty thing. So that's where, yeah, I went to ninja camp with Mikey. I was talking about that.
Yes.
Watching that. I almost, like, it's, I think it's like, it reminded me of CrossFit. Have you ever done CrossFit?
I've seen it, but no, I've never. I would puke probably.
I think it's like, yeah, I'm. It looks. I'm thinking about maybe.
Don't do
you
it.
You want to be a CrossFit guy?
Like, Patty told me he's going to quit smoking next week.
I'm going to quit smoking and do CrossFit or something.
Are you going to do what, like a Tough Mudder?
I don't know. No, I'm not interested in doing any of those.
Do a triathlon.
Yeah, I don't know if I want to do that.
Do an Ironman.
Do a
100-mile marathon.
Right. I'm
run to, yeah, run to Egypt.
I want to run till I die.
You want to be Forrest Gump?
Run to death.
Yes. That's another one. Hey, wait a second. That's a great running brand. Run to death. They got Liquid Death, right?
I had a can of Liquid Death today.
Did you?
Yeah.
They're everywhere all of a sudden.
It's horrible. Everywhere. It's just soda water.
It's water.
No, yeah. It's not even carbonated. It's just water.
The one I had was carbonated. There's two different kinds. There's a white can and a black can, I believe.
There's
tons
of different kinds.
I had them at the Black Crowes concert.
Did you?
Four or five. Yeah, it was just water in a can.
What do they charge for one of those? I mean, I don't know.
At a concert, it was like $7.
Okay,
But it was like, I don't want metal tasting water. You know, just give me water in a bottle, like they've been doing it for thousands of years.
Right. Well, it comes back to like our idea about the killer cigarettes, killer cool.
Yeah.
Just skull and crossbones on a pack
yeah.
of cigarettes.
People would still buy them.
Yeah, they'd be huge. Yeah. Everybody'd be smoking killers.
But
drinking moist and smoking killers.
You need to invent a cigarette that the butt bites your lip every time you try and smoke. There's a little mouth on there and it bites your lip. So
the amazing thing about these new cigarettes is they're AI driven.
Or it shocks your mouth when you try and smoke it.
Right. They're called resistors.
Yes.
You get to get a drag out of it, but it electrocutes your tongue for a moment.
Yeah, it makes you think about taking the next drag.
How bad do you want that?
Here's the one thing about
as it gets closer to the butt, it stings more when you drink.
Here's the one thing about smoking, though. I went outside today and I met
resistors.
You know,
Bill's like, here's the thing about smoking. Here's the thing about smoking.
Wait, you can't smoke
every
week.
You meet people.
What do you do?
No, you meet people and people start talking to you, and that's like, it's like, I don't know, like, I think if I quit smoking, that's what I miss the most.
Dracula hunts for his victims. Looks for smokers.
Yes. Smoking.
He knows they're vulnerable. He knows they'll be standing outside somewhere alone.
Smoking clusters. Right.
Are you smoking? Allow me to introduce myself.
Yes.
I'm Vlad D. Impaler.
Yeah. I live over on Sheffield and Oakdale.
I'm from the old patch neighborhood.
I've been looking for a cadaver, if you know what I mean.
I like your dog.
May I paint it?
May I paint it and eat it? Can you spare a cig for Dracula?
Can you spell flatulence?
Right. Can you spell flatulence? I'm very wordy. I ask a lot of questions. Forgive me. I'm just an anxious boy from the neighborhood trying to make friends with fellow smokers. Vlad the Impaler, pleasure.
Yeah.
I had three different people. Your name is Billy?
Oh, that's weird.
I like your sky blue shirt, Billy.
Yeah, I know you're not a true Cub fan.
I know you're not a true Cub fan.
I appreciate the effort.
Which tells me your soul is impure and I will devour it later.
Yeah.
Are you guys going to go to some Sox games?
Well, the opener's on Monday.
You're not going to that.
No. Although I had some friends at work talking about it because they're Sox fans. Like, should we go? But I am going to go to some games this year for sure.
All right.
You know, we'll see what Pedro Grafal is all about, you know.
Yeah, sure.
They can come out of April with a winning record. I'll be like, okay.
I think I'm going to check out a couple Northwestern baseball games.
College ball games?
Kind of fun to watch. Yeah, why not?
Small
ding, scale. Ding, sound of the bats.
Yeah, and you're more likely to, like, get a ball from a guy and,
you know,
stuff like that.
True. It's a more wholesome experience at this point.
Totally.
Yeah.
Although, here's what I did enjoy today about the game. It went quick, Bill, because of the pitch clock.
Ooh, I see. I would like that. That's good for a smoker because you get that out of there and you get it back.
I need a cigarette. Yeah. I love the game, but I love cigarettes more, way more, way, way more than this.
There were people like that at work today. Like me and my counterpart were like, they won't let us go outside and have a cigarette and come back in.
No,
that's forbidden. I'm like, you know what? Let's get out of here at around the sixth or seventh inning.
Yeah.
And sure enough, when we walked out of the park, everybody fires up right away. Like, oh.
Here's a thought. What if all of a sudden, like, cigarettes were just like randomly, became poison or something, and you just start seeing people dropping because of they just take a puff and they drop. How many people would still be like,
"I'm not
one of those crazy smokes will never be in one of my packs. I'm gonna keep going." You know,
people would do it. Call them Russian roulettes.
Russian roulettes. One of these cigarettes is going to kill you.
Yeah.
And that's saying,
which one?
Can you guess which one? Cigarette. That's the new way of distributing cigarettes.
That's a good idea.
Clay, this is a good idea. Euthanizing smokers.
What would cause people to quit? And then you'd always hear a guy that was like, well, you know, I got through that pack. It took me, because I was nervous, and it took me 3 months. And then I finally, when I got to the last one, I figured, I smoked 19. So when I got to 20 and nothing killed me, I figured that's the one that would kill me. You know what
Did
I mean?
That make any sense? Did that make any sense? Not
it's,
to me.
It's not over no. yet.
Bill's like,
it's not over yet. Get another pack after that. But it would help people quit, too.
Unless they died.
We're at the end.
Yeah, you would
program.
Die. Yeah, you could die that.
But too. Then you still quit.
You still quit. You just died.
Correct.
We're at the end.
You quit the hard way.
Mike's got a. Okay, he's right. Cubs Sox predictions. What are we thinking? How many wins for the White Sox this year?
94.
Wow. Okay.
Actually, that's not a bad. Clay, I like where you're at. I'm going to say 95 games for the White Sox.
95?
Yes.
That's bold.
I'm going to go with 89.
89?
Yeah.
I still think
they win the division, though, at 89 with 89 wins.
What was last year?
Cubs? I'm going to go with the Cubs at around 86 or 87 wins.
Same. I'll say Cubs, 83 wins for the Cubs.
83?
Yeah.
Oh, I think they're better than that.
The Sox, Cubs, 66 wins.
Oh, they're not going to be that bad.
Wrigleyville Dracula hates you, Clay.
Good.
That's worse than a stake
in
his heart.
The Sox won 81 last year, and they stunk.
Yeah, exactly. So I think 89 is a fair play.
For the Cubs, I think their division's good.
No, for the Sox at 89.
Okay.
Jesus
Cubs
Christ.
Are at 87, I said.
We're at the end.
And I think the Cubs could win the Central with 87. All right.
Thank you, Bill.
Yep.
We're at the end of the program.
Yeah.
Yes.
If you've enjoyed the last hour, listeners, you can find archives if you go to hibernianradio.org, or you can search for us at iTunes if you go to Hooli's Hooli Show. Do want to thank the sponsors again. That's the BCT, Big Corner Tavern in North Riverside, Illinois.
Oh, yeah.
Fox's Beverly Pizza.
Yep.
Flood Brothers Disposal. Madden Funds and Guinness Irish Stout.
Mm.
We're going to go out with a little Def Leppard.
Oh.
They're fooling. And I like this pick, Mike. I've been on a real Leppard kick lately.
Well, I listened to Hysteria like 2 nights ago.
Did you?
Whoa, yeah. Look at you guys.
Look at you. Yeah. Well, now our listeners can.
Sure.
Bye.